So my first point in the importance of praying, which we all know it's important to pray, and I want to read from 1 Peter 5:8 first. Whenever Peter says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." So the first point in protecting ourselves is that we need to protect ourselves from the enemy. And in Scripture, it tells us that we do have an enemy and we need to be alert and of sober mind. Yes. He's kind of saying, like, wake up and smell the coffee. Like, let's be serious about this and not just think that prayer is just for certain times when you really need God. Like, you need to be on your guard every day. Prayer is to the spirit what breathing is to our bodies. It needs to be a constant, you know, sometimes it's thanksgiving, sometimes it's requests, sometimes it's being quiet and waiting for his response. It's just always putting everything into God's mind because he just is waiting for us to talk to him. And also, Psalm 91 is another scripture that's really jam-packed full of amazing things about God's protection over us, that we are in his refuge, he's our shelter. And I wanted to point out something in Psalm 91, start in verse 9. "If you say the Lord is my refuge and make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And then it goes on. I kept looking over the wording, make the Most High your dwelling. That means you're permanently living there. So to me, that is my prayer life. Am I permanently and constantly and consistently always in conversation with God? Or am I training, like what Bob said last week, and building myself up and building my faith and preparing so that he's just always right there and he can help me avoid those bad times? And he sends his angels concerning me. Exodus 23:20, it says, "See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and bring you to the place I have prepared." Amen. And it also says in Psalm 103:20, "Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word, obeying the voice of his word." So how does the word have a voice? Does it, like if you hold the Bible up to your ear, does it have a voice? Or are we giving it a voice whenever we're speaking it out over our lives? So that means whenever we are speaking out God's word in our prayers of protection or authority or whatever it is that you're praying about with God, whenever the angels hear the word, they go and do it. So amazing, all the gifts that God gives us, because he cares for us so much. He loves us so much. He cares enough about you to count the hairs on your head. So if the hairs on your head are important to God, how much more important is your health and your marriage and your well-being and your job? And the list goes on and on and on. There is no request too small and there is no request too big. And in your prayer, there is nothing that you can say when you're pouring out your heart to God that he'd be like, "Oh, that you came to me in the wrong way or the wrong attitude and I'm not talking to you." Whenever we became born-again believers, you have the authority over all of the, over everything. You, like in Genesis, over the fish, over the birds, over all living things. We have the name of Jesus that every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under earth. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. You know, we need to start praying with authority and boldness. We need to be rejoicing always and praying without ceasing so that we can have this deeper relationship with God. Because whenever we're talking with him and we're sharing our heart, it's a conversation. And whenever we're having a conversation with God and we're pouring out our hearts and he's listening to us, we have to sit still and wait for his response and listen to his heart as well. And we need to understand that God's timing makes so much more sense than our timing, that he is in control, and that he cares about us, and he is going to answer us, and he's also going to share his heart with us. And we have the power to overcome, and God already defeated the devil. It's just getting into the word and proclaiming it over your life and being convinced that it's true. Prayer is so important, and if you don't look at it as a task, as like a, you know, like a law or a rule that you have to follow, but it's just you opening up your heart to God and receiving his heart, you will have the power to do amazing, amazing things with God.